Hey, Emily, this is Carrie. Hey, how are you? I caught you off guard. I want you to cast your mind back to last Thursday, if you can. Oli Rosa, it was an eclectus that came in and ended up going home. I'm just going through the Zeller reports, and he owed 1,693.91, but he ended up paying 1,964.61, so $270.70 more than he should have. I don't know if there was a payment that was taken off after we finalized it, or whether or not we stuffed up or we owe him that money. I was just wondering, do you know anything about that? Yeah. Yeah, well, he hasn't obviously complained, but he hasn't probably done his bank statements or anything yet. But that's a big amount of money not to to miss. And it just seems a weird amount. So I was just wondering whether we typed in the wrong number, because 6 and 9 is close, but it's totally different. So yeah, so if nothing has happened, we'll probably have to just give him a call and say, well, he's coming back on the 9th. Whether or not he wants it as a credit. Yeah. Yeah, he paid it. I've got an F poster slip for it, so he's paid in person. 196461. Yes. So yeah, I guess like we can definitely we can refund that portion of the amount from it onto his EFTPOS card or whatever he paid with once we get onto Zeller. But I don't know if he wants it as a prepayment because he's coming back for revisit and stuff next week or something. So yeah. No, but yeah, it's definitely his slip that we've had. So yeah, I don't know. So, but I don't think we could have made a payment and then someone take something off unless they did it at the exact same time as we're taking payment. That's all. Yeah, I don't know. Oh yeah, I don't blame you. Like just doing your hours. I'm like, how are you even still functioning? Thank you so much for that. Well, I haven't yet done it. I need to go into the bank, but I processed on zero. But yeah. Yes, you're in for a nice payday this week. No. That's good. Yeah, oh, I've got a sinus infection now, but I'm on antibiotics, so woohoo. Yay. But yes. I know, it's just a gift that keeps on giving really, but yeah, you can get that. But no, if you could just find out, and if it is just a whoopsie, maybe if you want to give him a call and just say, listen, just going through our bank statements and we just realized that you are overcharged. Do you want it as a prepayment or do you wanna do it and we can refund the card. And I, if you just leave a note, I can do that tomorrow if you don't know how to do it on the Zeller machine. But I just know you weren't in tomorrow, so if it happened to be yourself that took the payment or what knew what was going on, then it was easy just to talk to you about it. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's easy fix, but yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't chased it up, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So did we do it as a prepayment, or do I just put it in as a discount on the actual invoice when it goes home? Yeah, oh, who knows on Panacea? It's a million-dollar question, really. Yep. Okay. Cool. Okay. So you haven't finalized off the ditches. Okay. Yeah. Probably the easiest way is just because she's already paid whatever she was meant to pay, the $211. So probably just because we'll have to account for that anyway. So just pay that off, and then I see the note tomorrow, and I'll just put it in as a discount and explain to her when it goes home that that discount's for the overchargement of Stitch's medication. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. Too easy. Excellent. Nothing else tomorrow that I need to know of? Oh, fair enough. Well, yeah, just message me if it does, and yeah, otherwise, yeah, lock and load tomorrow. Yep, not a problem. See you then. All right, thanks. Bye.